This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I can still remember that first day waking up. Getting up out of bed and kind of doing some of the same rituals, the same stair step I'd done in field on furlough, so I knew some of it. But I remember sitting at the table going, okay, there's no powdered milk. I want my powdered milk.
Amen.
You know, this milk is too runny. I want it thick. I have cereal. And she's sitting there going, okay, what job are you going to do? You know, getting the yellow pages out and the stuff and wanting to know. And, you know, and I had a deadline and I'm thinking, I can't figure out milk, much less figure out. I mean, I had a job by the end of that week, but I was just nodding through the process.
I think you make a really, really cool point. Culture is all the little things.
It's
cultural
things.
Balance is when you don't have to think about the milk.
Yeah.
That's when you're in cultural balance, when you do life so automatically that you don't even know you're doing it culturally. And suddenly you have a cross-cultural moment when you think, I don't know how to do milk. Mm-hmm. I don't know how come the oranges are green or they're orange or whatever they're, you know. So you came back and then did you,
so
you went
I
back
came
to Brazil to visit.
Well, let me start from the breakfast point. So that was the beginning of the summer. And so, and I've always been ministry oriented, always been around kids. So I found a job in a print shop, which makes a connection with my dad's work, that kind of stuff I was used to. I was always in and out of the print shop with my dad. But then I did inner city work afterwards. There's always been a part of me that I was taught to give back, my African American culture. The concept, you know, that concept of God, somebody has lifted you to this point. God has given you these experiences. And I knew as an African American, I was a very lucky person. And so it was my job to give back. So in the summer, that was the first time I did a summer camp program. And I did summer camp programs all the way through college. So I did those two things. I worked summer camp. My mom came right before school started. And I don't remember how long she was there. So she was there when school started. College started, and then she went back. So, and there was a good number of MKs there, which was nice because I would spend a lot of time. A lot of my Fridays were at the MK, the Mukapa house. I had a lot of international friends. That's when I realized, when I went to college, is when I realized how island I was. Because the girls from Bahamas, I understood them. Very dry sense of humor. I knew what they were. They'll make a joke and keep moving. I knew where it was. Their sense of education, that island culture of how you go to school. For example, when my dad, when I remember I was sitting down one day when I was a kid doing my homework, and my dad looked at me and goes, why are you only writing a sentence? That question requires a paragraph. And that's the way he was raised. When he came to the States and he was doing his missionary work, he couldn't figure out why all these people were leaving. And you know, because he was answering every question with a paragraph. You did not answer New York City. You answered with a paragraph. And so, you know, I had my international friends, especially my island friends. I mean, we came to school with a seriousness. We didn't come to play. Oh, and to answer your question. So I think it was 2 years college, and then I went back to Brazil for the summer. My parents came home. My sister started college. I have to think this one through. No, they did announce that they were changing fields before my sister came home for college. And then that's when they moved on.
How did you feel when they switched
fields? Two sides of the coin. One, I lost my front porch.
Explain that.
When I grew up on the mission field, our houses didn't belong to us, but they tended to become yours. Mm-hmm. That was a Sharp's house. That was such and such house. And so our house, we could look down, and I have a picture of it. You can look down and see the Amazon River. Mm-hmm. You can hear the boats coming by. You look out my bedroom window, and you can see the jungle out the other direction. You know, the coconut tree, all of that things. My mom's orchid house. All of those things right around you. you know. And so when my parents said they were leaving, I lost my front porch.
Exactly. And if people don't understand that, that's, I think, sometimes what makes the grief so hard to deal with when you come back, because how can you explain this world that every fiber of you, that's
home? Yeah, so I knew, and I knew there was a chance of it coming, because we had a lot of MKs that would come back through to our school, which I loved. I ate them up. They'd come in and they'd tell us stories of how it was for them, the stuff their parents didn't tell and the stuff they went through. So we would hear these stories, you know, and we'd spend time with them and talk to them. Some of them actually would stay a year sometimes, so we'd get time to hear those stories. So I knew that this chance was coming, you know, but then when you hit it, it's very different. So on one side, I lost my front porch. On the other side, I knew my parents were going on to a field I felt that they were going to do a lot better with. Not that they didn't do a good job with the print shop work. And my sister is very concise, to the point. She says it in real quick phrases. She said, you know what, I think God had you guys there as much for us as kids as for you. Because they were doing support work. Mom was the hostess. She, you know, she brought, you know, whoever was coming to visit, that was her job, maintaining our little homes or houses that people had. She did all of that. Dad did all the print shop work. And they did ministry on the side. They did ministry on Sundays. But that was not part of the missionary required work. And that's where my parents' heart had always been, doing the other.
Ministry.
It's not that they complained or that. So when they got this change of fields, it was, you know, my dad sits down. I have a picture of my dad, and I love it. And when I miss him, I think of it. And he's surrounded with African pastors. And when I miss him, I realize that somebody else gets to have the opportunity of what I had. So that was the two.
It seems to me that you've come to some understanding of who you are.
I had to.
Okay. I'd like to hear about that process. How did you come? Because I think that is a huge, that's a life issue for everybody. But that gets complicated in traditional ways. People started in one culture. Everybody around them was kind of the same. People reinforce it. By the time you've gone through your younger years, you tested it when you're a teenager. You kind of internalize it. You've got all these people ahead of you who are your role models. So you know where you're going. And by the time you're 18, 19, 20, you have a sense, this is who I am, this is who I'm from, and I'm going to go on with that. I think when people grow up, not only between two cultures, but I'd like to point out the fact that you're part of the new normal with even more cultures. I mean, you've got an island culture, African-American, white American culture that you probably grew up with, the Brazilian culture, the people around you. So this multi-layerness means people all over the world are not growing up in the world that their parents did. It can be the people in the Eastern Bloc whose, you know, their parents were growing up in a communist era, they're growing up in a different era. So that all over the world this is happening, and the issue of identity is becoming a critical one for so many. So I'm interested in how you found that piece, at least to where you're at now. And then I would also be interested in how the faith journey happened for you through this whole process, because for some, that can get conflicting or confusing when the different way we did our faith in one sense as children, and you come back to your home culture and it's not being done the same way, and you have to sort out what's the culture of faith and what's the actual faith. So those would be questions I'd be interested in hearing more about from you.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.